Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
This is Jamie's friends. They went down to Florida to buy a boat. They're stuck out in the Atlantic Ocean. They've been traveling for 22 days.
I personally think
they're lost.
I don't get what they're doing. I have no idea. Hey, Jimmy and Christy.
Hello? Hey. What's up, gang?
How you doing?
Hi.
Hey, we're doing great. Hello.
So I haven't talked to you guys forever, and I've been trying to follow along this whole journey. And BJ, because BJ used to live in Florida, he is fascinated by this whole experience. But I am so confused. How is it taking you 22 days to get your boat somewhere?
Well, we didn't buy it in Florida. We bought it in Wrightsville Beach, North Carolina.
Whoops.
So we've been driving it south through the Atlantic Intercoastal Waterway.
Stopping at every tiki, and probably stopping at every tiki hotel we see on the way.
Yeah, bottoms up. So you bought it in North Carolina, and you headed down to Florida. You went south. And what is your final destination?
Huntsville, Alabama. Lake Gunnersville. It's on the Tennessee River system.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to take a long... We're only halfway there. So we don't know.
Does it usually take people this long to get there?
I know.
In 22 days.
Like I said, we've never met a tiki bar that we don't like.
Yeah.
In
22 days, you could be in the UK. You could go across the Atlantic.
In a sailboat. Yeah.
Yeah. And so then last night on Facebook, I saw that you guys saw your first drag show.
Yep.
Drag Queen Bingo. How do you play that? Or do I want to know?
I don't think you want to know.
Well, you got to scream some words, Jen. I don't know if I can scream, but like one, if you get four squares in a row, it's kind of rated R. You got to scream, I'm coming. As loud as you can in the room.
Gotcha.
You're one away from bingo.
All right, we'll get back to the boat.
Yeah.
Thinking about that. That's headed the wrong direction, just like your boat.
Yeah, because their boat is not even close to being there.
Now, do you guys have a date that you got to be back in Huntsville, or it's just you could be out there for years?
Well, years could work, but Christy's got to work in September. So we've
got to be
back
by then. Yeah. Our original goal was July 4th, but we've had a couple things along the way, a couple commitments that we had to take a break for.
Drag
and now
queens.
We have a
couple hangovers.
Drag queens. Well,
and now we found out that the 10-pound waterway, which is how we get the boat from Mobile, Alabama, up to the Huntsville area, is closed right now indefinitely. So who knows? We may never make it back.
Oh, no.
Really? It's closed.
Why is it closed indefinitely?
Because a barge, well, I'll let Jimmy explain it.
No, a barge wrecked into another part of the lock, and there's 16 locks that you've got to go up this 10-ton waterway. And one of the barges took one out with all the Midwest flooding because it was just too full. And now they shut all that down, and the flooding's just getting worse with that new tropical storm coming out there. So, I mean, there's no telling where we're going to be. No idea.
Man,
we may stay in Florida.
I had no idea you could get from the Gulf of Mexico. I used to live in Tampa. That you could get from the Gulf of Mexico into Huntsville, Alabama?
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. It's called the Tennessee and Tom Bigby Waterway. So just, Google that.
Apparently you can't.
You're
right.
And so a bunch of people, like 8 million people, follow that Holland Inlet. Have you ever seen that on TikTok in Florida? The whole, well, you should look
oh,
it up.
Oh, yeah.
The Holland Inlet in Florida. It's the most dangerous inlet, and boats like tip over and like just submerge. You should do that and do a TikTok. You'll go viral.
That's south of Miami, right?
Yeah, I guess
right
so.
Yeah. Miami Beach. Right outside of Miami Beach, yes. We're in Venice Beach or Venice, Florida right now. It's just beautiful. Oh, absolutely beautiful right here.
Yeah. So do you guys just have money for days? How are you doing this?
I don't know. We have savings and all that kind of stuff, so.
That's a yes.
It's our vacation.
It's our vacation. And we don't know how much it's going to cost, and we don't know how much we've even spent, so we don't know.
I envy what you're doing.
I know.
Jimmy and Christy on the line, that's Jimmy's friends, bought a boat in North Carolina. They're headed somehow to Huntsville, Alabama at some point. Have no idea when they're going to get there, but they've been zigzagging all over the Bermuda Triangle, out the Atlantic Ocean. They're everywhere out there. All right, you guys, at least you sound like you got a game plan. What are you going to do? I mean, as of now, we're in hurricane season. What if a hurricane blows in there?
We'll find a hurricane harbor and poke the, or just park the boat and
find a tiki bar.
Find a tiki bar.
This is the Midwest mentality. This is how I grew up. This is what we do.
We don't worry.
We go to a road bar.
It's a boat trip.
Yeah.
It's a boat trip on a road. Yeah.
I got those for you. Hurricanes can take out a tiki bar. Okay.
No kidding.
That's crazy.
I want to know, Christy, because you have a good job with like a pharmaceutical company or something. How do you get off until September?
Because I just work seasonally, so I work October through April. So it just kind of worked out that we were able to do this trip. So
people only need drugs seasonally?
Yeah. Well, I sell a flu medication, so I only work during flu season.
Oh, that's interesting.
Kind of a good gig.
Wow. It's a really good gig. I didn't think it was going to be a good gig, but it's a great gig for her.
Yeah, I'm getting into pharmaceuticals. Me you can too. Do a bar crawl on a boat.
That's we're thinking about doing it. I think we're going to rate all the tikis that we went to, all the tiki bars we went to, and we went to a lot of them. So.
And when's the last time you saw like a TV show, like Real Housewives of any county or anything?
Oh, we have TVs on the boat. So
okay.
Our favorite show to watch is Below Deck.
I know. I love that show.
As you're below deck.
Yeah, right? That's right. Nice. Okay.
All right, guys. Well, good luck.
Yeah, let
Maybe
us
we'll
know
check
what
back
happens.
In with you to find out where the hell you are.
All right. Might be a month or two.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good luck. Stay safe, you guys.
All right.
Yeah, good talking to you.
All right. Go all right, Tigers. Bye-bye.
We're here, Tigers.
Jimmy and Christy
Isn't
on the
that
boat.
Crazy?
I'd love to do that.
I know, but
I
mean,
really would.
That
seem,
is a ballsy couple, right?
They just seem like they're having a blast.
I know, but how? I just don't have that in me to just like let it all go and just get on a boat. You know, I mean, it's a dream, but could you do that? You wouldn't have an address.
I could do it if I was in the pharmaceutical business.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.